7:56. Wow, 97.5 The Fanatic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. Deshaun Jackson, the topic of conversation. Philadelphia Eagles have decided to hand down some sort of penalty, and that is conduct detrimental to the team, which is a fine. And that's what Deshaun gets. Not only just stopping there, but many other things where, as they pointed out in the statement, actions speak louder than words. So they want to see more, and they're going to help Deshaun figure out more. And that is with Julian Edelman, which they've had a conversation speaking to, as I was talking about earlier with Deshaun Jackson, with Adam Schefter putting it out there. Deshaun Jackson met with a group against anti-Semitism yesterday. He was meeting, this is from 4 hours ago, he was meeting with a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor today, and he's trying to educate himself. He's trying to educate himself. So let's see where it goes from here. We'll read the statement for people who haven't heard it as we go along. We'll share that with you. We'll make sure people have been hanging on for quite some time, so we want to make sure we get these phone calls in as well. 610-632-0975. The Flyers' schedule is out, Tyler?
First three games. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
First three games are out. So they're going to, after the, warm-up games or the preseason, if you want to call them that, they'll play the Boston Bruins on August 2nd. And they head, they'll not head to, they're going to play all these games, obviously, in the cities. They'll play Washington on the 6th. And then they have the Tampa Bay Lightning to wrap up the round robin tournament on the 9th. So they'll play three games in 7 days.
Washington on the 6th. Okay.
Should be some good games.
Yeah, should be.
And
some
remember,
good games.
They can't go any further, lower. So the worst they can do is
go up.
The worst they can do is just be where they're at.
Right. All right. Good stuff, man. 610-632-0975. And Chris said, Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. We want to give credit to underscore Asen. His name is Jason, but underscore Asen. Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder, great entertainment duo. That was 23 minutes ago. So we want to give him credit as well for the Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder duo. 610-632-0975. Once again, we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast until 10 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. Black Gritty, what's up?
Hey, well, since you brought the Flyers real quick, you check out blackgritty.com, takes you to my Twitter feed. You can see your brother with an orange beard on there because I'm ready to fly, dog, for the feed. Out here.
There you go. There you go.
So I'm excited.
Oh, man. But, and it brings back to, I was supposed to go to that game on the weekend. Who was it that they were playing? It was, Connor McDavid. They were going to be playing Edmonton. And we were, me and my close friend, we were going to the game. And everything happened with COVID.
Yeah, I wasn't even into hockey like that. I took my daughter to a game. We sat up in the box. She fell in love. So now I'm into it. You know what I mean? So I'm a 4-for-4 official now. I'm in these streets, dog. Black Gritty in these streets. but let me tell you something. So my daughter's like in eighth grade now, but ever since the second grade, she's never done a Christopher Columbus project. The teacher asked her, why don't you want to do it? She explained that Christopher Columbus was a slave owner and a bad guy and he kidnapped people. And she was like, whoop, you don't have to do anything. But that's because I educated my child. We go to people's Passovers. I've read the Quran, the Torah, and the Bible. I'm not religious, but I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't expect everybody to do that, okay? So just how a lot of people find out, hey, Christopher Columbus isn't a great guy that just discovered America. He did some horrible, heinous stuff. What I appreciate about the Eagles right now is they do apparently have equality, okay? When Cooper did what he did, I didn't appreciate it. But they said, you know, he's going to go through. Vic put his arm around him. They gave Vic a chance. Vic did what he was supposed to do. And they gave Deshaun that same chance. And now he's going through the steps it seems like to do what he's supposed to do. That's what I appreciate. I wish the whole world worked like that. Where if you make a mistake, instead of cancel culture, they say, look, do you understand you made a mistake? Are you going to say you're sorry you made the mistake? And are you going to put forth the work to show that you're sorry for the mistake? If the answer is yes, you still got a job, bro. We can work this out because I want you to learn. I want you to grow. But if you don't, you got to go. That's equality. That's growth. That's
and that's an what owner that's what seems charge. That's who this Philadelphia Eagles seem to be under the ownership, of course, of Jeffrey Lurie with this organization from Michael Vick. The whole thing with Riley Cooper. And let's remember, Riley Cooper, yes, he was here because Chip Kelly, but Michael Vick was a big supporter of keeping Riley Cooper here.
Yes.
If you remember that. People yes. forget about that.
When he was getting booed, Vic was the one who stood by and put his arm around him. Again, that's what the world preaches for itself, second chances and redemption. So I hear everybody calling everybody upset, but if you're listening to my voice right now, this is what you should want. This is what black people want when they talk about Black Lives Matter and reform. They don't want to just get rid of every single cop in the world.
No.
They want to get rid of bad ones and have the good ones help the ones that are bad get out. That's the growth. That's the process. And that's why I'm proud to be a Philadelphia Eagle fan, because they are not trying to make up for quote-unquote past mistakes. They did what they did because they want to help people get better, and I appreciate that, brother. So that's the last thing about the Sixers.
Yes.
I don't want them to do what I think they might do. I think they might go in there healthy, Joel Embiid been resting, and they might go in there and rip apart some stuff. You know what I mean? And I hate Brett Clown.
Oh,
so much.
See, look
and
at you.
Mind, I'm like, yo, if they mess around and get a triple-double, oh, man, I don't know. They're going to try to keep this coach, man. I feel like the rest of Joel Embiid is everything. If when he's all world, he's 30-20 every night. And if Ben, I don't care if Ben shoots, but I do care. But if Ben gives me them double doubles, we're going to be hard to stop. And our coach might luck into something like the finals or something. I don't know. We ain't winning the chip. No, I ain't going crazy. But I feel like the isolation, no partying, no clubs, no women, that's what our team needs. The young groupie party Kardashians. We cut all that out. They're going to be focused, brother. They're going to be focused. I'm excited.
So you saying Ben is going to rip it up. So you basically, Black Gritty, this is what you're going to get. And we have to make sure we get this thing going. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons.
Hey, look, I tell you what. If I get two games of non-aggressive Ben Simmons, I'm putting up posters on every doorstep pole in Philadelphia. It's going to make every news outlet, and he's going to get hot. Because when the Nets went out there talking that trash, oh, he went crazy. Tell you what.
Yes, he did.
He had some fire in his mouth.
Yes, he did.
Gift meme going. He's going to get mad regardless.
He was the best player in that series after game one.
He was upset.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Give us some duo, Black Gritty, on your way out.
Oh, on the way out, you know, because, again, I'm out here snacking in these streets.
Yes, you are.
The best duo, brother. Peanut butter and jelly, dog. How you going to do better than that, brother? I don't think you can, brother. Have a go.
You too, man. Black Gritty, as always, in the streets, peanut butter and jelly. No question about it.
He went so far outside the box because we said entertainment.
I was about to say, how's that entertainment? But he's Black Gritty in the street, so what are we going to say?
It is entertainment. You know why? Because you ever have a PB&J sandwich and be like, nah, I'm not happy?
No.
You're entertained by the PB&J sandwich. It makes you happy.
Listen, I call it like this. If I was in that bubble, let's do bubble. Let's do in the bubble. Bubble watch, right? We're doing in the bubble, bubble watch in Orlando. You better believe if I have a fridge in there, which I know they do, you better believe I have some Uncrustables.
You do like the Uncrustable.
Yeah, if I'm on the move, absolutely. But if I'm stuck in there, you know I have me some Uncrustables. Grape Uncrustables.
No strawberry?
No.
All right, good call.
And I'm a big strawberry fan, but not of strawberry jelly. So my point is, we said entertainment. Black Gritty went PB&J. I'm not mad.
Not because he's right. He's right.
And he was in the streets. So how can we say otherwise? 610-632-0975. Ruin Today gave us a couple of other ones for Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. Silver Streak and Stir Crazy. That one was backed up by Jay Gridlock. Silver Streak was another hilarious classic starring Wilder and Pryor. Yes. He said he just saw that there's a fourth one ruined today. Another You in 91. Said he has to watch that one tonight. Always thought there were only three. So see what we did ruined today. We help out. We were talking all these things and we try to bring light, you know, make people smile at the end of the phone call and laugh and all as we come together. And you get a new movie to watch ruined today. Enjoy it, Joe. 610-632-0975. And let us know how it is for sure. Let's go to Bob and Philly on the Fanatic next. What's up, Bobby?
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
So I wanted to talk about the Deshaun Jackson issue a little bit from the Jewish perspective. And as a white Jewish male, I mean, I was not upset with Deshaun immediately. I know, like, you know, a lot of the callers that have called have made incredible points, like Chris and Black Gritty. I was taught growing up to never tell anybody that I was Jewish because my mom got ridiculed and picked on in her youth for being Jewish. And she went to an affluent school. She had a good public school upbringing, but it was evident that we can be, as Jewish people, can be discriminated against if our religion is found out or for looking Jewish. And she told me this knowing that there are people of African-American heritage that are ridiculed just for being black. And to even understand what that is like, I can hide my minority status, if you will, and black people cannot. I always thought that, you know, you can't really compare, but the Jews and the blacks had a lot of similarities in both culture and in family and relationships. And I think Deshaun, honestly, just, you know, like Chris or the caller said, it was just not educated on the matter. It was a bit of, you know, probably an athlete.
That was my point too, Bob. It wasn't, you know, the whole part of he wasn't smart enough. It was more of, on this particular situation, this subject, he did not know everything that he needed to know in order to put out whatever he was going to put out. Because had he known, he probably would have pulled it back and not done it.
Right. I agree. I saw a Holocaust survivor when I was a senior in high school, and it brought me to tears, and I have no doubt that it will do the same for him. I think he's a very good guy, and ever since he came back to Philly, it's been nothing but love. So I'm excited to see what comes up going forward.
Yeah, so you're good with the penalty that they just, you know, making sure that with the penalty that they put out there, which was simply a conduct detrimental to the team.
I am. However, imagine if this had happened to one of our newly drafted guys like a Quez Watkins or like a practice squad guy that we had had. Would the same thing be happening if they didn't have Jackson's skill set?
Another good point. Because you know how it goes. Remember when Jimmy Johnson pointed out years ago, he was brought up that someone fell asleep in the meeting and his name was not Emmitt Smith. Or just as an example, if his name was Emmitt Smith, right? You know, wake him up. The other one, get him out. There you go.
All right. I'll leave you with the duo.
Let's do it.
Actually, I listened to the podcast Fake Doctors, Real Friends, which actually features a Jewish white guy and a black guy. Donald Faison and Zach Braff played Turk and JD on Scrubs, and they're my duo.
Classic. Yes. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. You know what? Because I know that, I don't know if you know Shea Serrano. He just did something with them, like a book or something, about Scrubs, like the origin, the whole thing about Scrubs, and they were all involved in it. It's a cool thing.
I haven't heard about it, but I'll check it out.
Check it out, man. You got it, Bob. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Great stuff. 610-632-0975. Right from the gate, Bob pointed out that he himself didn't look at Deshaun in that way. And a lot of people that we have spoken to of the Jewish community, right, have spoken about, you know, the forgiveness. We've had the callers who are like, no, get him out. And also, like we just heard from Bob, right? Forgiveness. Having understood what he went through, what his mother went through, having to hide the fact that he was Jewish. And like he said, hiding, maybe, you know, African-Americans can hide it. You can't hide that. Can't hide it. 610-632-0975. And I'm looking at TMZ. And 426 Pacific. So that was 726 here. So, you know, about 40, almost 45 minutes ago, Deshaun met with the Holocaust survivor via Zoom. Today he had an opportunity to speak with 94-year-old Holocaust survivor, Mr. Edward Mossberg. And in this quote, met with him on Zoom, says he was truly moved by the conversation. Here's his quote. Today I had an opportunity to speak with 94-year-old Holocaust survivor, Mr. Edward Mossberg. Thank you, Mr. Mossberg, for your valuable time and insight today. I'm taking this time to continue with educating myself and bridging the gap between different cultures, communities, and religions. Love to all. To be continued. That's Deshaun Jackson. I'm guessing, again, this is on his social media. And, yeah, so there's that. And I'm just looking at a couple of other things because this is Mr. Mossberg actually sent a letter on the 7th to DeSean Jackson to get together with DeSean Jackson. So this was the meeting that the two of them had today. So DeSean is doing what? DeSean is doing what he said, or what it looks like he's supposed to be out there doing, and what the Philadelphia Eagles are also helping him to do. He has a long run with him here, but he did meet with Mr. Mossberg. 610-632-0975. We have a few open phone lines for the first time since we've started at 6 o'clock. So if you've been trying to get in, the lines have been busy. We've had really good discussion. You can join us at 610-632-0975 on DeSean Jackson. Malcolm Jenkins, when he spoke out as well via his Instagram, his thoughts, and the Philadelphia Eagles' conduct detrimental to the team is the penalty for DeSean Jackson. What do you guys think? So far, it's more of the positive for DeSean Jackson. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones with Miguel in Delaware next on the Fanatic. Miguel, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. Thanks, man.
Hey, so I get right to it. The situation is, I think I'll give a different perspective. I don't understand where all the misinformation or how it's being communicated in the media as DeSean Jackson needs to apologize, or I don't personally understand that. If you look at the quote, the highlighted quote that he did in fact put out, I see the Hitler said, but that's not what he highlighted. So why is it that when it comes from, in my opinion, when it comes from another person that's trying to empower black people, and especially black men, there always seems to be this issue or always seems to be this problem. DeSean Jackson has never said anything hurtful against anyone in his entire career, and let alone as being part of the Philadelphia Eagles organization, especially when Riley Cooper came out and said what he did. He got cut. LeSean McCoy got, quote unquote, moved on for him, or Kiko Alonso, come on. That was more detrimental to the team's conduct.
Well, that was a foolishness from Chip Kelly.
Right, but we understand that that's Jeffrey Lurie. You can call it Chip Kelly if you want to, but he doesn't own the team. Chip Kelly is just a product of the team. He doesn't own it.
Yeah, but he gave him the green light to do certain things. Remember, he gave him that power. That's when Howie got moved. And I know you have to bring things to the owner, and you know, you have to make an explanation as to why you're doing it to make sure it works. And they did it. And they were wrong because of the whole gang related ties they said to DeSean Jackson. And that's a whole nother story about it all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that is a separate issue. But I feel like, once again, DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy were the only two players that actually spoke out and said, I'm not comfortable with Riley Cooper being here. And then they made Michael Vick do the old shuck and jive move and put his arm around him, and Jason Vaught came to his aid. But the things that he said were heinous. I mean,
we all know, yeah, of course.
Right, and we don't need to revisit that conversation. But the point that I'm trying to make is that if you have a situation like this where it occurs, that DeSean Jackson has never shown any kind of malice in his heart. So is it an issue that he can't crop well? Probably so. He's copying and pasting from Instagram, and you can't give him the benefit of the doubt by just saying he highlighted a specific area. Why can't you give him the benefit of the doubt of saying that he's done nothing in his career to say anything like that? It doesn't seem like he's saying that, but yet when it's, you know, masked out to the media and out to the public, it's made to seem like this is anti-Semitic jargon.
So the message that you're talking about, he had two on his Instagram post.
Right.
He had the one with, there were about three different lines, and then he had the one where he scratched out the other part and had just the one line.
Right.
So the second one is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, but see, yes. But that's the part where he got himself in trouble, Miguel, is the first one, because Hitler's name was in there.
I understand that.
And that's a crappie issue.
That's not an issue of what's in his heart. He's highlighting a specific area to say, these are the things. And you can point to a number of things, Devon. You can say that some of it has a lot of truth in what he's saying, because all he's saying is that people are going to feel bad once they find out that all this killing that's been done of unarmed black men. You can go all the way back in history if you want to, all the way back to Medgar Evers, who would have been a fantastic presidential candidate, but I won't go there. You can go back into history and just find there's been over and over and over again, black men have been murdered in this country.
Right.
So why is it so unfathomable for people to say, like, when he highlighted a specific area, that people are going to feel bad once they find out they've been murdering their brothers? What is so wrong about that? How is that anti-Semitic?
Because of the first post. That's what I'm saying. Look, I understand your whole point about the cropping, the copy and pasting, and not doing it the right way, only doing the right side first and not the left side. And we're talking about those pictures, of course, being side to side on his Instagram post. But if Hattie, and that's the thing, I hear what you're saying, but he also has to know that. Miguel, listen, I said it yesterday. I'm a DeSean Jackson fan. I defended DeSean Jackson to your point of the things years ago when Chip Kelly let him go and how wrong he was in doing that. This one, I couldn't defend it. Only thing I could say was he didn't necessarily, in my opinion, and you probably feel like I'm wrong here, but he didn't necessarily know exactly what he was saying when he put it out there because of the fact of Hitler and knowing the background of the whole thing. So that's why I pointed out he was wrong. I felt like he should not have done that to avoid any of this that we're doing right now. You can feel that, even if he felt that way, right, Miguel? And as you said, he has never done anything cold-hearted and all of these things, and he's done great things in the community. All this stuff, past years when he was here, he was immature, just with those things, right? He has to know better than to have the Hitler part there. You can't, people are not going to forget that that was there, even when he puts the other one up. Because it's like, why didn't you do that? A simple cropping? He still put it up there.
I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is that that's an issue of cropping. That's not an issue of what's in somebody's heart. That's an issue of saying that I agree with this specific line, and that's what he's trying to indicate, and that's why he highlighted it. Because you can cut it any way you want to, and I respectfully disagree, but all I'm saying is that there are a lot of people that copy and paste on Instagram, and he's copy and pasting a segment of a larger segment that he didn't necessarily agree on, and he highlighted the part that he agreed on.
Right.
And that's it. There's no anti-Semitism, and I don't understand why he should have to be paraded around like there is.
But even the people that we've spoken to, Jewish people that have called in, and I know we have one now who wants to speak on what you're talking about, Miguel, feels like even still that second quote was also still offensive that was out there. But listen, man, we've been going for a while.
Yeah.
Get you on the way out. You have a duo for us in entertainment.
Yeah, I got you. Urkel and Carl Winslow.
That is a pretty good one. No doubt
about
it. Miguel, great discussion, man. We appreciate it. This is what we're here for, man. Make sure we have these forums for everybody. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Nick, I do not want to rush your call. I want to give you all your time. Lance, Eddie, Mike, to get it all out there of what you guys feel, both on DeSean Jackson, the penalty, conduct detrimental to the team laid down by the Philadelphia Eagles, Malcolm Jenkins, and what he had to say. And also, DeSean did speak with a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor earlier today, about an hour ago at this point, Mr. Edward Mossberg. So he is following through on things. You heard what Miguel had to say. And this is, again, where all the conversation comes in, the different sides of how people feel. That's why the discussion is good to have. 610-632-0975. And with Toby and Bobby, Tobias and Boban reunited in Orlando inside the bubble. Tyler, you want to hit it for the people one more time with Toby and Bobby quickly, just to let them know why we're doing the best duos in entertainment. And we got the Winslows, well, Carl Winslow and Urkel from Family Matters. Here's Toby and Bobby.
Put your phone down. I don't like you no more.
I get one more day, Kirk. One more day, brother. One more day.
Nah, you got new friends. You got new friends.
See, that's why we're asking for the best duos in entertainment. 610-632-0975. Those guys, just simply funny. They have new friends. They have new friends because we see plenty of times where Luka Doncic is now this young star, up-and-coming star in this league, and he's with Boban. And it looks like Tobias is jealous. 610-632-0975. Nick, we start with you. Mike, Eddie, Lance, two open phone lines. If you guys want to jump in, talk about the plenty of things that are on the table right here until 10 with Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. Let's find out what happens inside the bubble. Let's go back to the bubble watch. So I'm on this. If anybody has, if you want to know what's going on in the bubble, everybody's updating the food and the living conditions, what their view is from their balcony inside the Walt Disney World, Wide World of Sports Complex and the bubble, the whole thing going on. You have to follow at NBA Bubble Life on Twitter. They have everything. Chris Paul, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Darius Baisley, Cornhole, Dion Waiters giving his view of just the parking lot, Victor Oladipo with a fantastic view, PJ Tucker saying, I don't know what the fuss is all about this food dinner time. He has a nice little spread on the table. Salad, water, look like some chicken possibly, and whatever else he has in there. Ja Morant says, I'm not a silver spoon guy. Food is fine. Hotel room is fine. Love that. That's the approach you want, right? That's the approach you want, and the best one so far. PJ Tucker again. There's a photo of PJ Tucker's room, just quickly against the table, the dresser bureau, I don't know what it is, right there. Shout out to Samsung on my bubble TV. Samsung sent him a Crystal UHD 8 series. I think it's an 85-inch television, I'm guessing. Listen. I mean, in this particular room, it's only on the floor, unless he combines like the two dressers or something to make that a TV stand for his 85-inch television, because he's going to have to pack that up in about 24 hours or 24 hours and move to his other room, the permanent room.
Don't they have TVs in the hotel room?
Not 85-inch.
Not 85-inch, but they're not... old box TVs with the rabbit ear antennas on them.
No. Well, don't say that, because it's Mickey Mouse, man. Come on. TVs.
TVs are pretty nice in there.
The ears and all that. But
I get what you're saying.
There you go. He has an 85-inch television.
That's crazy.
In his room. And again, I love the approach by Ja Morant. My room is fine. The food is fine. I'm not a silver spoon guy. Love it. Love it. So follow this Twitter account at NBA Bubble Life. I'm guessing we're going to do this every night, right? Inside the bubble, bubble watch, whatever we're going to call it. We just go inside the bubble with the latest on the Orlando bubble. 610-632-0975. Back to the phones we go. Mike and Del Ran with us on The Fanatic. Mike.
Yeah, what's going on, Devon?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I hope everybody's doing well.
Thank you. Yes, you as well.
Yeah, I don't think DeSean Jackson ever should have been cut with Chip Kelly. I agree with the caller. I think it's Miguel.
Miguel, yes.
You know, he never really did anything that would make you think he does have that in the heart, right? But at the same time, I don't want to hear copy and paste. Man, you did something dumb, DeSean, right? And the problem is, his apology was trash. It was really bad. I think the Eagles did a disservice in not getting him immediately and saying, we'll work on this apology together. You know, like, I don't know. I think the punishment fits. Now, what is it? Is it a fine? Is it a suspension? I mean, I understand the context.
I'm guessing it's a fine. Todd, yeah, I don't know if you've seen anything else, but I'm guessing it's a fine.
And I think that's all it really needs to be. Just move on, and, you know, it is what it is. He recognizes he did something dumb, you know, and so far in just 48 hours, he's been doing the right things after that apology, in my opinion. But what I find extremely ironic is the conversation that had to happen with Jeffrey Lurie and Deshaun on the phone. Like, you know, Deshaun, I'm not happy. This is not good. We're going to have to talk some more about it. And then immediately calling his production company and say, hey, is that three-year-old movie about Hitler Eddie? Like, it's just odd timing for him.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Tough look right there. Yeah.
I mean, 24 hours later, you know, like,
yeah,
a little too soon there, Mr. Lurie.
Yeah.
But real quick, the best duos, and I don't know, I think me and you were close to age, so you may remember this. You remember Perfect Strangers?
Yes, Balky.
With Balky and Larry? Those two guys were pretty funny, man. At least for those times. If I saw it today, I'd probably think it was weird. But I'm going to go with those two guys. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And, of course, Bronson Pinchot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bronson awesome. Pinchot, that was the first time I really remember seeing him was in Beverly Hills Cop.
It was that show, and that show got the Beverly Hills Cop. And his character in Beverly Hills Cop
is Serge. Serge, yeah.
I don't care. I wear suits. He was funny, dude, man. I laughed.
Nah, he was great. He was great.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Devon. Go Birds.
You too, man. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Yes, Balky. You know, Mike and Del Rey. With a good call, Perfect Strangers. That's a pretty good one. But look, Mike's saying, hey, he made a mistake. He was wrong. He was wrong with the mistake he made. We know what Miguel feels, and we'll get to Lance and how he feels about the second quote still. But overall, he made a mistake. I still say I don't think he really totally grasped what he was putting out there. And that's, I feel bad that I have to say it every time. That I'm not calling him out like he's an idiot or anything. But he did make an idiotic move by putting that post up there. 610-632-0975. Ty, as we go inside the bubble before we get to Eddie, we're in the bubble, bubble watch. Josh Richardson of the 76ers had a 45-50 second rundown of his room. What did he say?
Yeah, so he just gave you a quick... you know, MTV style, crib style review of his room. A couple things that stood out to me was he brought his gaming gear too. A lot of these guys are gamers.
All of them.
They all
game. Hassan Whiteside, I just saw one on Bubble Life, NBA Bubble Life, has been playing for hours.
So he brought his gaming gear. He brought this is not an exaggeration. I think there's probably 25 pairs of shoes in his closet. And then he said,
many of them.
Yeah, he goes, you know, I got my microwave that they give you in the room, but I also brought my toaster oven. So he's got a little toaster oven set up as
well. Stacked up, right?
Yeah, stacked on top of each other.
I saw that.
Other than that, he didn't give us too much detail.
He just had a few books.
Yeah, kind of spun around the room. He had his books. And then kind of just shut the video down. But
J.R. Smith wanted to make it clear to us all, Bubble Watch, he had no sheets, no comforter. Or one no comforter, but sheets.
From the hotel? Or
from
he didn't
the
bring
hotel.
Any?
They didn't give.
Now I
don't know if they were supposed to bring their own or if they were going to supply it, but I'm guessing they're supplied. But if you want to bring your own, so be it. People do that now without a pandemic, right? When you go to a hotel, you bring your own linens. But he wanted to make clear that he had no comfort.
Yeah, so some of them I know, and this might just be because it's in Orlando and it's hot, that they give you four sets of sheets on top of each other, and they're a little bit thicker each time you go up, and it's supposed to serve as the comforter, but there's not a legitimate blanket style comforter.
Right. Yeah. I'll give you Montrezl Harrell and one of his great posts, Bubble Watch, as we go along. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Eddie in Montgomery County next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ed? Yo, Eddie.
Hello. I'm not Ed. I'm Andy.
That's my mistake, man. How you doing, man? Sorry about that.
No, I'm good. I want to give a shout out to Deshaun Jackson, who's my favorite player. I'm a 42-year-old. I'm white. and I have a Jewish last name. And I have been bullied and racist, you know, it was bad. So just want to say he made a mistake. And if I can remind Deshaun, if he's listening, that Herm Edwards, you know, told all the rookies, don't press send. So he made a mistake.
I'm a big believer of don't press send. I'm a big believer of rereading what you type or see to make sure that this is not something that's going to come back on you later on. And unfortunately for a lot of people, not just professional athletes, they get themselves in those situations and they have to double back, apologize, and all that. None of us are perfect. And you're right. He made a big mistake. It was a choice that he made. So he has to, again, go through all of this and take it all, as I keep saying, take it all on the chin. But hopefully he comes out of this a better educated person on the topic at hand, that he started to have that conversation with people, or at least the message that he was sending out to everyone on his social media.
Yeah, well, he went to Cal Berkeley. So, you know, very smart, you know, academic institution.
It is.
I took my kids, and I'm not Jewish, but my last name is. So I get profiled a lot. So, you know, I took them to the museum, and the Holocaust Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they have awareness. And I'm proud of that. And I hope we keep him.
And well, it looks like so far. He looked like they're going to keep him around, Andy. Conduct detrimental to the team is the penalty right now. And as long as he continues on the path that he's doing by making sure he, again, just collects all the education, the awareness of all of it, and continues to move on, it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles, as of right now, are going to keep DeSean Jackson, Andy. So
right. Yeah, no, he's not a bad guy. But, you know, I don't want his game checks cut. You know?
Well, I mean, he's probably going to be fine. But listen, Andy, let us know on your way out the best duo in entertainment.
All right, a duo?
Yes.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that's on the slide. That's a good one, Andy. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend, Sonny and Cher, for Andy. On DeSean Jackson, 610-632-0975. Now, let's go to Lance, as promised. We have Mitch as well. Couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Lance in Arizona, what's up, man?
Hey, Devon. So with DeSean Jackson, like, I don't think he meant do it. Like, I don't think he understood what he was doing. Like, and that, like, I don't hate him. I don't think he's a bad person. I think he didn't understand what he was doing. But then when I hear people trying to justify, well, he did it a second time, showing what it was. If you read that quote, it goes back to white Jews are going to extort and blackmail America. That's what the quote was. Like, if I said that about any other race and I said they're blackmailing and doing that to America, people would be offended. Like, that's an offensive quote. Like, there's no way around saying somebody's extorting America or blackmailing America and being like, no, it wasn't that bad. Like, no, that's pretty insulting. Like if I did that to, like, an Asian person, I told them that, they would be offended by that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And again, that's why a lot of people, yourself included, and I know when you called in, it was right on the heels of Miguel's call. So this is something that you wanted to make sure you put out there. And Lance, you're not the only one. Many of people have been upset by, obviously, many people have been upset by that quote that was highlighted on DeSean's Instagram account.
To me, the thing is, like, DeSean Jackson, he already apologized. He's doing what he's doing, so at least he's making it. To me, the bigger issue right now with the Eagles is you have Malik Jackson all over Instagram telling people they're cowards, telling people all this stuff, telling people, like, he's going to get paid $11 million and the Eagles can't stop him, and then he has these emojis like he's not going to play but still get paid. Like that guy, like, somebody needs to talk to him, because at some point in time, he's saying the Eagles can't do anything to him. I hate to break it to him. He doesn't own the team. So if they really want to cut him, they can cut him and they can try to get the money back. So,
and that's why, Lance, that's why when you look at that second paragraph in their statement, they said they have a number of constructive conversations over the last few days, not only with DeSean Jackson, but also with many other players. You know they're talking about Malik Jackson as being one of them.
I can't imagine they're okay with that. So the thing was, I love Malcolm Jenkins. I love that he came out and said it was wrong. But, man, the wording of that, it comes off like we have to stay focused on ours. That doesn't matter. To me, I get what he was trying to say. But, man, people took it the really wrong way because you worded it kind of like
that.
That's
what we were pointing out earlier, that the way he worded it, and he's pretty good with this stuff. And that when he left it open to a different interpretation that I didn't think it was, and as you are saying now, you also believe it was not, but many people did take it the way you're speaking of.
Yeah, and that to me, like I told Joe last night, man, you got to be careful because, like, people, like, I love Joe. People don't view, like the guy who called you guys last night, he was just like, my grandparents are the Holocaust, it's not a race, and he took it, like, personal.
Yeah.
Because that's because it strings together to their heart. That's where it touches. So, like, when it's same with you, like, when you guys are fighting Black Lives Matter, we're there with you. We don't understand what you went through, but we're going to be there to do it, and we have to listen to that and do it the way that you guys want us to help you out and not, like, try to be offensive in some way, even though we're not, or Joe wasn't trying to be offensive. Like, that's how it came off to that person. So it's touchy.
It is very touchy, and that's why, to your point of Black Lives Matter, when we speak about it and ask people to, as you said, learn and understand and basically be quiet and listen, that's why when we take these phone calls and I don't know everything, I shut up and I listen and I respond to, you know, try to take it all in a minute and 20 seconds, right?
I love you, man. I call you guys all the time. I specifically call you guys in the afternoon when I get off because I love talking to you guys I get my time talking to you guys.
I appreciate
you guys
it.
Listen to conversation. So, I don't hate anybody. Like, I hate people that just randomly hate people for, like, stupid reasons. Like, there's no reason. Like, what difference does it make? You hate, like, hating somebody takes more effort than just loving somebody and getting along with them and doing everything. It's so much easier.
I know. And that's why we talk about it all the time, man. It seems easy, but I guess it's not for everyone,
like
man.
Like, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's not easy for everyone. Give us a duo on the way out in entertainment, man.
I know this one's not going to work. It's only because back in the day, those SNL short skits, they had Gary and Ace, the ambiguously gay duo, and they used to do all those safety things. I used to love watching when on Saturday Night Live they come up with them, but now it's kind of, you can't really do it anymore. But
yeah,
they were back in the day.
Yeah, and they've had some great duos in terms of skits that they do on Saturday Night Live, man. Listen, Lance, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week. Great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. And he's right. You know, Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you until 10. The heavy stuff, it's we continue to have these conversations. The heavy stuff. The heavy stuff is exactly what it is. I'm not trying to get super creative with my words. It's what it is. It's heavy. And that's why we try to have these conversations. I much prefer to come in and certainly talk about what the Phillies are doing right now with JT Realmuto and get on Matt Klentak, where it may not be him solely. It could be the ownership group with Middleton that is really holding this thing up, and the change in baseball right now with the economics because of COVID. Certainly, we know. But guess what? We wouldn't have been in this situation if you had gotten them locked up at the end of last year. So we would much, much rather be talking about that than this. But when it does pop up, we have to discuss it. And that's why we love listening to Lance and many of the callers that come in that are Jewish and want to share their feelings, their experiences, and also allow when myself and Tyrone come on here on the station and talk about our experiences as black guys growing up and what it's been like. And Tyler is a white man and things that have not always been perfect. We listen to it all. That's why we have the forum. That's why a A lot of times people say, Devon, I appreciate you allowing us to say what we say. I want to shut up and listen to what you have to say. You took the time to call me. Sometimes I got to cut you off because I can't have you, you know, with all due respect, taking over the show. You know, I've been yelled at that about that in the past for letting people just simply go on too long. But we try to have that open dialogue. We try to give you the forum. We try to let you speak, give you that time to speak. And that's what we're going to always do. Sports, you know, anything with culture that we're discussing, the entertainment stuff that we might get into, all of it. That's what we're going to do here always when we have these shows weeknights. 610-632-0975.
I think just to kind of play on top of that, I mean, you know, when you have these discussions, these open forums, I mean, there's been... How many times have you and I been able to do a show over the last couple of weeks where I've kind of just sat back and listened to what you had to say, listened to what the callers have had to say, ingested it all, learn a little bit of something every night. I like that. The one thing that we do, I think, having the talk show forum is that I want to learn something new every time that we come on, whether it be from you across the glass or whether it be from a caller, whether it be from Joe Torti, whomever. I want to learn something new that I didn't know. Because I'm always trying to educate myself a little bit further. And having the open forum discussions is the perfect way to do it. You know, like I said, whether you've got a point that we talked about the other night with just walking out the door. You know, before you and I had that discussion, I didn't really fully understand that that was the case. Mm-hmm. Lance calls up and teaches me something a lot of times, whether it's sports or life related. You know, Lance always brings it. Yep. But it's always good to have that open forum conversation, because like I said, I always try to leave our shows, our 4 hours together, having learned something that I didn't know.
Yeah, and I'm always willing to learn too. You know, no matter how old you are, you're still able to learn something every single day. What do you all say? Oh, I didn't know that. Just learned something new today. It's just what it is. It's always something that is out there that you may not know. You may not know. 610-632-0975. How about I get one on the text board here, Tyler, from Willie. The simply put here, Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, we've gotten that a couple of times on Twitter today.
Got that on Twitter?
That was one of the early responses.
Abbott and Costello.
I mean, who's on first is
a classic.
Yeah, always a classic.
Yeah, it's always a classic. All right, let's go to Bubble Watch real quick. Mitch, hang on. Bubble Watch. Montrezl Harrell. Let me slow this down. Looks like he has about 6 boxes of the cup of noodles. And you know, when we do the shows, if I'm not eating my TV dinner or something else I might have, I have the cup of noodles because it's easy while we're in here. 6 boxes of, looks like chicken and beef from Montrezl Harrell.
Don't they have professional chefs down there?
Listen, man, they right
like,
now.
You and I eat them because it's quick, it's convenient, we can eat it during the break.
Like, hey, listen.
Got professional chefs.
But still, man, you can have the professional chef, but you come from where you come from, you like what you like.
No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially, too, if it's late at night or early in the morning or something like that.
6 boxes, so I think there comes like 6 in a box, maybe like 9 in a box. So this dude is like 6'8", 260, 250, whatever Montrezl Harrell is, right? Constantly hungry for something.
That's fair.
The hot water, warm up the water in the room, like Josh Richardson had the toaster oven. I'm sure they have some.
There's a coffee pot.
Something that they can
tea,
warm
pot
can,
things.
Hot
and
water
most of them,
poured in the cup of noodle. Bang, knock a couple of those out. Let me move on. I don't know the brand, but he has strawberry and vanilla wafers. You know, I'm a vanilla sugar wafers, vanilla fan. I don't know the brand. I'm looking at it. Strawberry wafers. All right. I'm good with that. You good with that? With the wafers?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not like a huge sweets guy, but they're one of the ones I will.
All right. Now, here's a problem. He has something that has ranch. I'm trying to see exactly what it is.
Are you anti-ranch everything?
I don't like ranch dressing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out. You know I don't like pickles. He has the Spitz something dill pickle flavor. Out. Salt and vinegar. Let me see. 5 bags of Lay's salt and vinegar. And the original Slim Jims. like two big boxes.
Yes. All right. That I get behind.
That's Montrezl Harrell. As Montrezl Harrell. Now remember, the first quarantine that they're doing, this is just the food that we're seeing. Then they go to the other rooms. That's where the food is now upgraded to the chef that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
The food is upgraded after their quarantine.
Oh,
they go to a different spot. Yes, that,
I understand now. So they're on their own for the next 48 hours.
Or they're quarantined right now in their room, which is going to be their room. However, they're able to leave the room and then go to the
got it. Okay,
spots
that makes
to get
more
the
sense.
Other food. Yes. Yes, that's Montrezl Harrell now giving us a look of the Players Lounge. And also, Patrick Beverley, this is Bubble Life. He has a stack. So when you talk about Josh Richardson and the stack of 20-whatever shoes he has in his room, the sneakers, Patrick Beverley has... he has to have about 30 packs of polo t-shirts, white tees, right? You grow up around the way, you got to have the white tee. Just call it for what it is. That's just in the community, in the black community. White tee is part of the wardrobe. He had at least 20 packs of the polo white tees, saying he got them for sale. Somebody forgot some white tees. You can get your own, of course, team issued things. But when you want to put on your regular gear, you forgot your white tees, just go to Patrick Beverley. He'll sell them to you. So he's making a profit.
It's not a bad business investment right there. Yeah.
Inside the bubble. 610-632-0975. We're going to do this every night. Bubble Watch here on the show. As we go from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, Bubble Watch will give you everything that's going on inside the bubble, because there's a lot of things from the food and everything else. We got the ping pong, no doubles. DJ Augustine and Aaron Gordon, who have been there since, I believe it is Wednesday on the 7th when they traveled already. No, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. The Sixers traveled on Thursday. Tuesday, they've been there. So now they can play ping pong. They can get out of the room, right? The quarantine is over. But no doubles. 610-632-0975. Mitch, we apologize, man. As soon as we get back, we come right to you. Don, everybody else, we get to you as well. 610-632-0975. A great one from Willie again on the text board. Smokey and Ice Cube from Friday. Uh-huh. Craig and Smokey from the original Friday. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. We run until 10 here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.